There was in history a time when the banks of Newfoundland were wealthy with fish, but gone are those fish to foreign shores. And what is a Newfoundlander to do? Become a pirate. We of Trent Radio present the Insecure Pirates of Newfoundland. If you go to the end of Canada and turn left, you will find yourself in O'Danny's Pub, on the island of Fogo, not far from the town of Seldom Come By, in the port village of Cape Fealgan, Newfoundland. There, a fishing boat captain for a sea with no fish, Mr. Franklin O'Shaughnessy, has had the misfortune of eating a right bad fish stick, and is now conversing with his beer.
Oh, beer, 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 beer. I'm so sad about my wife and all that.
What exactly did she die of?
She died of cod deficiency. It's going round.
And this is what brought you into a right fit of drinking depression?
That's right. Oh, thank you, beer. You're the only one that's ever listened to me.
Mr. O'Shaughnessy, do you think perhaps you're drinking to escape the reality of your wife's death?
Now, don't go getting psychoanalytically cheeky there, beer. You're supposed to be a light lager.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have eaten those bad fish sticks in the first place. You know not to trust grocery store fish sticks. Oh, for shame, for shame.
Oh, now, that's enough out of you.
Do you want another beer then, Frank?
Thank you. That'll do me right well.
You know, Frank, you should do something with your life. There may be no fish in the sea, but maybe take up another job or something. Hadn't you any childhood dreams?
Well, no, I suppose I did.
Surely you could do one of those then.
I suppose there's no reason why not. I haven't been happy since Due South went off the air.
And with that, a sensation was born inside Franklin O'Shaughnessy that he should revert to his childhood dreams. Back to the days when there was a $2 bill. The days when Rick Mercer was still on This Hour is 22 Minutes. Back before anyone heard of Ralph Klein, and when people thought Nunavut was something to do with the church. He remembers a profession that, at a young age, caught his attention.
Everyone, I have come to a decision.
Frank, what are you doing on the bar then?
What is it, Frank?
I have a question for all of you here. Like, when was the last time you were happy?
You've been on the bad fish sticks again, Frank.
This whole land thing, I've decided it's not working. Otherwise, paying us no mind, we're expected to sit here in pubs and drink ourselves stupid.
You know, we have the talent for it.
Oh, that's not the point.
This coming from the man who was hallucinating in his beer a moment ago.
Shut up, little Latias. Now I've come to a decision and we're all going to be pirates.
Pirates?
What's all this then?
Frank thinks we should all become pirates.
Speaking as the town's pub owner, chief cook, brewer, baker, and mayor, I think that sounds like the most rational thought Frank has had in years. I mean, isn't that what disgruntled peasantry do?
So we're all going to pack up and leave Cape Fealgan, then? This is our home!
Our boats were always our home. I mean, like Hop and Finn McDougal never got used to walking on land.
That is true. I have spent a right considerable amount of time lying down in the past while.
Right. Quick town meeting, then. Motion to become pirates.
Aye!
Against?
Nay!
Oh, don't be negative, Darlene. We're becoming pirates. Right? Let's go fix up a ship, then.
And so the people of Cape Fealgan, Newfoundland, set about constructing a pirate ship from all the fishing boats in the village. Many a night passed before the ship was completed, and then many a night passed as the villagers argued over what the ship should be named. While the townspeople argued over the direction of Pat O'Halloran, the local pub owner, chief cook, brewer, baker, and mayor, Darlene O'Halloran, the only woman who hadn't moved away from Cape Fealgan, painted on the side of the ship the Dar Billy, naming the ship after Billy Fealgan, who settled the village after coming over from Ireland during the potato famine.
Well, boys, there we have it.
It's a fine ship.
A fine ship indeed.
Frank, where did you get that hat?
Bought it at the antique store.
What? We done the knee scrapers antiques?
Well, doesn't it look nice?
Depends. How much did you pay for it?
I won't discuss it.
Psh, cheated.
Quiet, you! Now, let's get set to sail. From now on, you can call me Captain Blood.
Captain Blood now, is it?
Yes.
Is that a name tag you're wearing?
Holy Kim Campbell it is. Hello, my name is Captain Blood.
It's so that everyone knows who I am.
Hold on, what makes you the captain? I'm the mayor.
Yes, and you stay mayor, and cook, and pub owner, brewer, and baker, and Doug cleans the fish.
You're putting a lot on my plate, I understand, Captain, but I can handle it.
Wait a second. Recognize authority? What is this? And I'm staying mayor, but you get to be captain?
It's the way of the sea.
The way of the sea?
You know he's got a point there, Pat.
All aboard! Who's coming aboard?
What's that business, then?
We done as our whistleman.
Whistleman? Is that a sea term?
Just everyone get aboard. We need a head count.
How many are we in Cape Flalgan? Pat, didn't you do a census last year?
I did. The census showed the Cape Falcon's population is somewhere between 12 and 15 people.
12 and 15 people?
Those are approximate figures.
Well, couldn't you have just asked those two people if they were in fact people and come up with an exact number?
Seemed impolite.
All aboard, who's coming aboard again?
Boys, get on the damn boat. Everyone else is up here waiting.
How many of them are there exactly?
The villagers of Cape Falcon, Newfoundland, argued over their numbers for quite some time, until coming up with the number 14, which cast a suspicion on the fact that that makes still one maybe person missing. And so the ship stayed in dock for the next 24 hours, to give this maybe person a chance to catch up with the group. During this time, Hoping Finn MacDougall was appointed first mate, for showing excellent progress in his pirating abilities, especially in his use of the word dar.
Dar!
What do you want, Finn?
No, not like Darlene Dar, but a pirate-type Dar, dear. Yeah.
After that time had passed, the village, sailing aboard the Dar Billy, set sail for a place they had heard rumors of through CBC Radio 1, a land in Canada that is alive with fish and sea life, a land where everyone wants to be, ever-expanding, and even almost once got the Olympics.
Dar, boys, we set sail for Vancouver!
Yarr!
Right. Well, we'll work on that.
But Captain, what route will we use? Canada is in the way.
Now, Doug, do it proper.
I mean, yar, Captain, yar. What route will we be using, yar, Captain Dar?
Yes?
Not you.
We shall be taking the Northwest Passage!
Yar!
Yar.
But the crew of the Dar Billy soon found themselves feeling terribly cold.
Captain, Yar, it's getting a bit nippy, Frank. Captain, Yar?
Yes, Captain, I mean, hi, Captain, it's right frickin' nipply.
Keep it together, boys. People do this all the time.
But the crew was unhappy with their present circumstance of cold, cold, coldness, and one day a complaint came to the captain's door.
Yar!
Right, Captain. I don't mean to be starting mutineering or anything of the sort, but the thing is, yar, I've been talking to Sean Murphy McNavigator, and he's having a real hard time steering us through, yar. And Doug isn't emotionally able to skin a seal. Telescope Joe up there in the crow's nest. I haven't seen him move in 3 days. And I'm pretty sure he's frozen in place.
Dar. Didn't I ask the crew to bundle up?
Aye, Captain. We all have our extra Leaf sweaters on, and some of us have extra Montreal Canadiens hockey sweaters on. And there was a bit of a tiff earlier, yar. And Big John O'Notton and we done the knee scraper got in a bit of a fight, but yar, they said it was worth it, because a few brief seconds in the heat of battle, they were warm again.
And I suppose Darlene has gotten tired of knitting all those mittens?
Yar, Captain, I've been knitting all the bleeding mittens, and my hands are sore. Do you know how hard it is to knit when your needles have a crust of ice? My 7 millimeters is up to 10 millimeters in ice.
Well, what's Dar doing then?
Trying to avoid the advances of the male crew who insist they need her to keep warm. Yar, I think she's hiding behind the barrels of Kilkenny with the frying pan.
Right. Back we go. We'll find another route to Vancouver. the last Canadian land of plentiful fish.
Aye, Captain.
Within no time, the Darbilly was back in a hospitable Canadian climate. The whales were a proper type, and Knifey Doug O'Neill no longer had to feel guilty about the seal they wanted to eat. The villagers of Cape Falcon once again found themselves docked in their own harbor.
You know, this place hasn't changed much.
No, they never do, these small towns, Doug. Yeah, they never do.
Avast, ye crew! We set sail for Vancouver! Yeah.
How are we going to get there? I mean, how are we going to get there, yar?
Ah, but of course. We shall go the way of the ancient travelers.
Cross the prairies, then?
No.
I mean, dar, across the prairies, yar.
No. I've been consulting my SCTV guide to world travel, and they tell me the best way to get to Vancouver from the Maritimes is through the bottom of Argentina. Sean Murphy, navigator, set course for Argentina.
Yeah, Frank? Aye, aye, Captain.
With no consideration for the time it takes to travel while at sea, the crew of the Darbilly soon found themselves in a rather strange predicament, where, approaching the tip of Argentina, from the safety of the jungle trees, the monkeys on the shoreline started throwing coconuts at the Darbilly and her crew.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, Finn?
Are you getting hit by coconuts too, yar?
Oh, aye, Finn.
Dunk. Ow! You know, I never thought monkeys would be such right little cheeky bastards. I wish we'd taken a safer route, yar. Like, say, the Bering Strait. You know, between South and Central America? Yar. Still, I've come to the conclusion that Canada is just too freaking huge to be useful at all to get around. It's like the most highly fortified country for sea-based attacks. Yar!
Except for the St. Lawrence.
How's that?
Well, General Wolfe and all that.
General who?
What?
What's all this then?
Finn McDougal's never heard of General Wolfe, and he thinks he's found a warmer way round to Vancouver.
Never heard of General Wolfe? Have you no pride in your history?
Who hasn't heard of General Wolfe?
Hoppin' Fing McDougal hasn't.
What's that you say about Finn?
He hasn't heard of General Wolfe.
A disgrace, that is!
Oh, the bleeding monkeys!
The crew argue for the next few days, not thinking to tell their idea of the new, less violent route that does not involve flying coconuts to the captain.
Dunk! Ow!
They continue to argue over General Wolfe as Captain Blood meanwhile sits in his quarters, growing delirious from the cold and scurvy.
Got to get to Vancouver. Yes, bye, gotta get there. There are fish in Vancouver, nice fish. Settle down, become a fisherman, get me a wife, attend pirates' conventions. Yar, yar, pirates' conventions. Hello, my name is Captain Blood.
Why, nice to meet you, I'm Captain Black Moose. What a lovely ship you have.
Why, thank you, we built it out of all our fishing boats, you know. But wait, he asked, where's your parrot? Parrot? Well, I don't have a parrot. There's an absence of bird on my shoulder. I'm a terrible pirate, Captain.
Captain, the crew and I have been talking and educating Finn McDougal about General Wolfe since he didn't know who he was.
Finn didn't know who General Wolfe was?
Yar, but the crisis has been averted. But anyway, in the aftermath of the history lessons and dramatic reenactments, we got to wondering, couldn't we have gone through the Bering Strait?
Isn't that ruled by the Mexicans, though?
We was wondering about that, too, Frank. Yeah, but at least the Mexicans don't have coconuts.
Dar, that's a point.
Pat left the captain's quarters, and after enough time had passed to let all the crew know that Frank's coming out of his quarters wasn't necessarily directly affected by anything Pat said, the captain shouted up to Sean Murphy, our navigator.
Dar, boys, we set sail for Vancouver.
Yarr!
Right, well, we still need to work on that there yar.
Captain, how will we get there? We're starting up a non-cold, non-monkey policy, Captain, as part of the union.
Come now, Finn. You were doing so well earlier.
Captain Bloodyar, how will we's be eyes the byes getting there? And I hope it's not cold yar with the monkeys there.
We should be taking the Bering Strait.
But isn't that controlled by the Mexicans then?
We're looking into that. Yar.
Sailing the sea, the Darbilly went, searching for the Bering Strait, but no one was quite sure where it was. Sean Murphy, our navigator, was terribly confused, and the whole affair grew into a giant mess. The pirates of Newfoundland had lost hope of reaching Vancouver, until, quite by accident, they hit the shoreline of a small desert island.
Land ho!
Why didn't any of you see this landing earlier?
Kinda snuck up on me, Captain. Bit of a sudden thing.
Right. Landing party. Volunteers.
Dar, I shall go, Captain. Yar.
Dar, I shall go too, Captain.
Me too, Frank.
Right. Not everyone can go on the landing party.
You know, we can see the end of the island from here. Do we really need to land?
That's irrelevant, Dar.
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 This has got to stop.
Hello?
Oh, wow. There was someone on the island?
Hello? Was I saved? Saved? A ship has come to save me?
Yar, we are pirates. Yar.
Oh, really? Yar, yes. I'm a pirate myself, marooned on this little desert island.
Oh, wow, a real actual pirate.
Oh. Look at that, it's a real pirate.
Oh, yes. Yar.
Yar.
Oh,
that's
thank
great.
You. Yar.
What be your name, pirate?
My name be Lefty.
Why for?
Oh, let me tell you a little story about something. Would you like to hear the story about how I lost my eyes?
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, one day, right, I couldn't see so well, so I went to my doctor, right? And he told me not to wear glasses and put in some contact lenses. And when I went to put in the contact lenses, but seeing as I have hooks for hands, I gouged out my eyes! And I can't see anymore! I'd like to hear the story about how I got hooks for me hands.
Yeah, I think I do.
Oh, you see, this one day, I was cutting wood with the bandsaw, right? And as seeing as I can't see, because I have no eyes, I couldn't see I cut off me hands! And they were, But Lefty, that doesn't make sense. How could you have lost your hands before your eyes, but your eyes, shut up!
But Lefty, that doesn't
Shut up! I'm a pirate. I sail the seven seas. I have bounty. There's islands. I don't need to explain myself to you.
Yeah.
Right. Come aboard, brave Lefty. We have need of your pirating services. My men could use you as an example for piracy. Yeah.
All right, lads, and one lass. 'Tis a fine line you've made on deck. Now we can go over the basics. I want you to all repeat after myself. Dar.
Dar. Dar.
Dar.
No. Dar.
Dar. Dar.
With feeling. Dar.
Dar.
Dar. Dar. Enunciate. Dar.
Dar.
Well, anyway, right. This is a good warm-up. Now that ye have pirates on your brain, I want ye to imagine a parrot on your shoulders. And for ye to grab your belt buckles, take a hop forward, and repeat after me. Shiver me timbers!
Shiver me timbers!
Yar, you are the very images of a modern Mater General's arch nemesis. A ship full of pirates! Yay!
Yar!
Lefty, you will be a great asset on the self-esteem of the crew. And incidentally, do you know how to get to Vancouver by chance?
Well, I was captured and held at Fort Sherman and abandoned at the island of Cuckoo Majoo in the Logo Gauten. I think that something can be arranged. Yarr. Yes. Arranged. That means I want money.
And so the Pirates of Newfoundland made it to Vancouver after all. And lo and behold, there actually was a pirates' convention to make it to.
Dar, all the famous Canadian pirate ships are here.
Look, the Irish Inquisition.
The Diefenbaker's Revenge.
The Nova Scotian War Cry.
Ahoy, Nova Scotian. What route did ye take to get here from the Maritimes?
Ahoy, Dar Billy. We took the Northwest Passage.
The Northwest Passage?
Aye, it's no trouble if you pack a few blankets.
Yes, they were all there, from the Salmon Death to the Nets of Glory to the Octopus's Garden in the Rain. The Dar Billy pulled into port, nesting comfortably between the Green Party Go and the Liberal Triumphant. The townspeople of Cape Felgan, Newfoundland, set upon Vancouver and happened themselves eating fish sticks and drinking beer, readying themselves for their next adventure.
Oh, beer. Beer, beer. I'm so happy.
I'm so glad, Captain Blood.
Yarr. Yarr! I don't know what I'm doing.
Yarr!
What do you mean, why is my name Lefty?
Yarr!
My pun! It's a hook!
I'm not attractive.
Yarr!
Yarr, it's true, it'd be true, yarr.
Yarr,
does someone smell like poop?
Yarr!
We all smell like poop!
Yarr!
On a scale from 1 to 2, I've got scurvy, so do you. On a scale from 1 to 3, I've got scurvy. My teeth are falling out and my hair is too. One of these days it'll get you too.
And I know that the winters are gonna be tough. Now Clyde and I, we do agree that the foreign trawler should be stopped at sea.
Miffy Rat,
hey! We got the highest taxes in the land. No wonder we're drinking that contraband with the 12% and the GST. I wonder what's really gonna happen to we.
We are Newfoundlanders. Oh, we sure got it tough. Got a whole lot of luck.
Now me brother is a carpenter, me cousin is a plumber. He hardly got any work at all this summer. But me buddy is a fisherman up along the shore. He's not allowed to go and jig a fish anymore.
Newfie Rat,
hey! Now the Cape never getting us a doggone small. Soon there be neither one left at all. We got no fish, but we got a drop of oil. It's enough to make a man's blood boil.
We are Newfoundlanders. Oh, we sure got it tough.
Sure got it tough.
Got a whole lot of luck.
Now I tried to get a job at the Bull Arms site. I used to lie awake night after night. But my buddy told me it was just a waste of time. Cause the fellas from the mainland are first in line.
Newfie Rat,
hey!
Now the selling of the powers caused a lot of talk. Most people want Clyde to take a little walk. Just win a few bucks, just come our way. Old Blue Eyes wants to give it all away.
We are Newfoundlanders.
Oh, we sure got it tough.
Sure got it tough.
Got a whole lot of luck.
Thank you.
always at the center of joke after joke. But I really, really think as the time comes to pass that we fellas on the rock are gonna have the last laugh.
We are Newfoundlanders. Oh, we sure got it tough.
Sure got it tough.
Got a whole lot of luck. We are Newfoundlanders. Yeah, we sure got it tough.
Sure got it tough.
Got a whole lot of
luck. Newfie Red.
Yo, yo, yo. What do you have, man?
Check it out.
Newfie Rap.